Suspect in disguise. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Lake County State's Attorney's Office says the suspect in the 4th of July parade mass shooting in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park has been charged. The attack killed at least seven people and wounded at least 30. Highland Park, Illinois officials releasing additional details about the suspected gunman. Fox's Mike Tobin has more from Highland Park.
Bob Eugene Cremo III planned this attack for weeks. The weapon he used in the attack was a high-powered rifle similar to an AR-15. He had another rifle in his car. There were weapons in the home where he lived in his father's basement. He accessed the roof of a business from which he fired via a fire escape. Police also say the reason we initially got a description of long hair is because he cross-dressed for the attack. He escaped by blending into the population, according to police, then went to his mother's house.
Meanwhile, another shooting on July 4th in Minneapolis.
Evidence markers littering the street near downtown Minneapolis last night as investigators worked to gather information there following a shooting at Boom Island Park. This weekend wave of violence leaving investigators with a lot of work to do and a lot of suspects to look for.
Fox's Molly Line in Boston. Eight people were hospitalized after the shooting. Operation Fly Formula underway to help ease the nation's baby formula shortage. Fox's Jeff Flock has the latest from Philadelphia International Airport.
37 million bottles, 8-ounce bottles or equivalents, have so far been brought in by Fly Formula. Today, it's Bubs, the company from Australia. They've got a contract for 25 million of those bottles. 2 million are coming on the aircraft today. Despite that, however, the shortage continues. Not as bad as it was, but typically you got about 10% of out-of-stock stores, 27% week ending the 19th.
America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's job once again in jeopardy.
Prime Minister Johnson's health secretary and chancellor of the exchequer who oversees the treasury abruptly quit, according to accounts, within minutes of each other. The resignations follow Johnson's revelations of what he knew about the sexual misconduct of a now former member of his government. Johnson says a former legislative leader, Chris Pincher, should have been fired after groping allegations against him dating back to 2019 surfaced. Coming party elections could bring another no-confidence vote against Johnson. He barely survived a similar ouster effort in June. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A matter of importance as a White House official meets with a Chinese official.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen last night held a virtual call with China's vice premier. The White House in a statement says, quote, Secretary Yellen frankly raised issues of concern, including the impact of Russia's war against Ukraine on the global economy and unfair non-market economic practices. The meeting comes as the White House weighs a decision to roll back some Chinese tariffs put in place during the Trump administration. The Wall Street Journal reports that could happen as soon as this week, but officials are torn between easing the burden on the American people and taking a tough stance on China.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Several Hollywood celebrities denouncing the 4th of July holiday. Fox's Jackie Ibanez has more.
Filmmaker Michael Moore writing his own declaration, insisting he cannot keep his citizenship in a post-Roe America, writing, quote, I cannot in good conscience continue to receive the privileges of full citizenship. Actress-turned-activist Bette Midler posting this, 4th of July has been canceled due to a shortage of independents. Sincerely, women. Singer Katy Perry quoting her very own lyrics, tweeting, baby, you're a firework, is a 10, but women in the U.S. have fewer rights than an actual sparkler.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.